Chapter 4 Taln 1 He felt pain. That was wrong. He shouldn't have been able to feel the pain. Feel was too weak a word. For so long the pain had been everything, world, dream, thought, and breath. Feeling allowed too much separation. Had he been sane enough to think, he would have yearned for a day when the pain was simply something felt. He felt pain. He gasped, a croak escaping his lips. That was wrong, too. There should have been no gasping, no croaking, only screams. He couldn't understand. Comfort was an alien sensation. He writhed before the unfamiliar lack of pain, weeping. He didn't know how long he lay with closed eyes, unable to think or speak beyond a whimper. Then, slowly, like a plant creeping from its shell, the self tentatively emerged from the place within his soul, the place of hiding, the place where a piece of him could survive. It brought knowledge and memory. He pushed them away at first, then broke down and clutched them to him, a dying man drinking furiously to slake his thirst. The pain was there, too. It had been part of him so long that even though his body felt no torture, it would always be felt within his mind. Together with his self, he grabbed hold of the pain self and forced it deep within, into the shell, pushing it away. The two pieces of him were light and dark. They could not coexist. When one emerged, the other had to retreat. Taln gasped in pleasure, opening his eyes. A cool sky hung above him, a blue sky of breezes and clouds. Not a sky of fire. He had returned. He lay for a long while, staring up, feeling the wind. Finally, he sat, pushing aside the wave of dizziness. He was naked, sitting on a shelf of rocks. His sword lay next to him. The Mount of Ancestors stood in the distance, giving a clue of his location. His mind was still fuzzy, his self not fully in control. It would take time. Time would have to wait. He stood, lurching to his feet, stumbling a few times and steadying himself against a boulder. Ral Arum, the first capital. It would be near. He had to travel there. He needed to warn the people.